You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking about how people like to often brag about how they're above average at certain things. Especially, you know, you find, like, the studies show that the something like 78% of people believe they're above average at driving. Well, if you stop and think about it, I mean, those numbers don't work, right? So people like to kind of puff themselves up. But what if you flipped it around and you raised your hand and you said, I am very much below average at blank.
At blank, yeah. And it can't be, I don't think it's anything physical. I posted this on our Facebook this morning, like, you know, height. I mean, you can't really, you're a lot of height
on,
coming
along,
in,
people.
A lot of height coming in, you know, how attractive I am. Nah, it's not that kind of stuff, I don't think.
I've got some for you. Because I've been thinking
for
about
you?
This over the last few minutes, yes.
Personally, okay.
I am below average at taking photos.
Okay.
I watch people with their phones take these remarkable, like you are
I like skilled at that kind of stuff. Yeah,
right?
I like doing that stuff.
I am way below average at taking photos. They just don't look good.
Okay.
I am below average when it comes to texting, but in terms of speed, because I don't use the two thumbs like everybody does.
Okay. Yeah.
I use just my right index finger.
Yeah, he's like, ding, 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 ding.
It's just my right index finger.
It's the most ridiculous thing ever when you watch Dom text. It really
it's
is
bad.
Sad. It's sad.
Sad and bad.
Yeah.
So I'm below average at that. And I've also just come to embrace the fact that I am below average when it comes to multitasking, with one exception, and that is when I'm doing this show.
Oh, sure.
I can
multitask
like a mother when it's on this show, but you get me out of the studio? No, man. My brain goes haywire.
Does it really?
If there's any two things going on at once, I suck at multitasking.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So
that's weird that you can do it for work, but when it's your personal
life, you can't do it for work.
That
but
is,
not for anything else. So what about you? Those are the three that
well,
popped
it's funny.
Into my head.
Speaking of work, because off the air, I was like, Josh, what am I below average at? And he said doing a radio.
Did he start a list?
He said doing a radio show was number one. So we'll just kick that right off there, put that on the list. The three that I came up with, giving or getting directions. Absolutely horrible at it. I cannot remember street names. I don't know north, south, east, west. So below average at that. Below average at bowling. I am not a good bowler at all. Give me those bumpers all day long. And the third one, I'm below average at remembering to use gift cards.
That's a good one.
I can never remember to bring those stupid things with me. There was one. This happened about a month ago. We went to Kohl's. We were doing some Christmas shopping. We went to Kohl's on three different occasions, and I have a $40 Kohl's gift card sitting at home. I forgot it every single time that we went to Kohl's, and it was like three times in a row. I was like, I'm an idiot.
That's
so just
great.
Keep them in the car. But the funny thing is,
glove compartment, man.
The funny thing is you'll walk into the store. And you'll get in line, and you're like, oh, God, that gift card's out in the car. You'll forget to bring it in from the car. That's me. I never remember to use them or take them.
So here's how you reach your boys in the morning. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You have to be honest here and tell us you're below average at what. And like Jer said, we'll take out physical stuff.
Yeah, sometimes that's out of your control, you know? Your height, it's going to be out of your control.
Jen wrote in with two N's. She says, I'm very below average at singing, which is why I will only call to play Boys Against the Girls if I know there's no possibility I would have to sing We Are the Champions.
See, I want you to call in. Sing for us. Hi, friend. Rachel wrote in. She says, I'm below average at making grilled cheese or pancakes. I will always burn them. There is a delicate balance on the heat and how often you flip. Mm-hmm. And there's an art. There's a science to grilled cheese and pancakes. So I can see that if you're always like burning one side.
Son of a... Come on.
Serena says, I am below average at being social. I suck at talking to people.
Yeah.
I can, again, like unless it's the show, I'm probably on board there. I'm, as we've pointed out, I'm the type of introvert that if I'm throwing a switch and performing, like if I'm doing something for the radio show or the radio station, I can speak in front of any number of people, no problem. But if you put me just in a party situation, I suck. I'm terrible at social
situations.
He
just sits there with his phone texting people with his one finger.
What I like to do with my one finger texting, what I like to do is find one person and just talk with them.
You
but
glom
if it's a group
on.
Of like five people having a conversation, I'm just listening.
Yeah.
And that's not social.
Right. Right.
It's kind of creepy.
It is creepy. I do like Ron that texted and he just says mathematics and carpentry.
Carpentry.
Okay.
Gabriel says below average of playing board games.
I hate board games. God, I hate board games.
It's pretty good.
Whistling is coming in, styling my hair, talking to women came in.
Ann says terrible, below average at parallel parking.
Yep. I'm with you. I can't do it. I suck at it.
A lot of those. Yeah, you are bad at
I'm
that.
I'm really
right?
bad at it. Ed says, coming up with a business idea that could possibly make me super wealthy. All right. We'll work on that, buddy. Keep working.
Vicky, she says, I'm below average at keeping a plant alive.
Oh.
No green thumb there. Karen, she goes, it's so dumb, but I'm way below average at boiling eggs. Mm-hmm. Never once had them come out right. What does it mean? I mean,
you need
boil
the egg
it.
Maker. Get that little egg, the hard-boiled egg cooker.
Yeah, that little Cuisinart egg thing.
It's
that
the
you
best thing
me
ever. It works
a
like
life
a charm.
Changer.
You put like eight eggs in there. It's got its own timer. You put a little water in it, and boom, turn it on. Walk away.
I like Nicole. She goes, I'm below average at telling jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a you might actually be average.
Again, that's an art. There's an art to that.
You know, we just did a mind bender the other day that said that, you know, the average man only knows four jokes. And so with, I don't know, they didn't have a number for women. But I feel like a lot of people don't know a lot of jokes because they realize they suck at telling them.
Yeah. Or they just fall flat when they do. Jordan says gentle parenting. What does that mean?
Oh, that's the new trend.
Yelling at your kids or something?
No, it's the trend, the gentle parent trend. Mm.
We'll take a call real quick.
Let's move on. we'll take calls. But first, out in Bennett, Marcella says, I am way below average at confronting people when I disagree with them. I don't have that problem. I am pretty good at conflict, usually. All right, one quick call before we go to break, and then we'll take the rest out of the break. It's Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
You're below average at what?
I am below average at recycling. I'm terrible at it.
You just don't do it? Or, I mean, do you have the can? I mean, there's step number one. Do you have the can?
Yes, we have the can. I just am bad about, like, separating out the things. And then in public, if you go to those trash cans that have all the different little compartments for all your... It, like, gives me anxiety. I'm
Did
like,
Did you
I don't
see
know
the video I posted of that just a week ago? I was at a business, and it had the trash can there for, you know, recycle, for cans, for glass. You know, it gave you the four options. But then I took my phone from the top and kind of turned it down and brought it into the trash can, and it was one trash can in there. So there was there wasn't even separate receptacles for each one. They all funneled into the same trash can.
God.
Causing people anxiety for no reason.
That's exactly what I said when I was with somebody. I was like, this is causing people so much stress. Do I put it in trash? Do I put it in cans? Do I put it in recycle? And it's all going into the same bucket at this place. God.
That's like my house. It all just goes in the same place because I'm terrible.
Yep.
Stephanie, you're charming. Thank you for calling. Have a great day,
Thank
okay?
You. Have a good
See
morning.
See you later.
Chelsea just texted in. She said, I'm below average at eating leftovers.
Oh, yeah, you just let them go to waste. That's the running joke for a lot of people. You know, you bundle it up at the restaurant and be like, oh, we'll throw this away in 3 days.
Yeah, you always have great intentions, don't you?
Sure do.
I've got great intentions. But this will definitely be tomorrow's lunch. No,
just
it will
sits
not.
Sits in the fridge getting moldy.
Gail says, she goes, I am below average at picking husbands.
Aww.
I keep trying.
Our engineer Jason was just in here saying marriage. Because he's been divorced a couple times. He's like, yeah, marriage.
Lisa in Littleton says, I'm below average at dressing myself.
Oh, that's sad.
That's pretty funny,
too. You're a mess. Patty wrote in on my Facebook and said, throwing a Frisbee. And along those same lines, Leah wrote in and said, Tetris. Playing Tetris. She just can't do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Chad wrote in and said, playing the trombone. I can't tell if he was joking or not. And Nicole said, I'm below average at making garlic bread. What does that
mean? I mean, it's butter.
Butter.
Garlic sprinkle.
Little garlic salt, yeah.
Garlic salt. That's.
She's leaving it in the oven for too long?
Yeah, maybe she's burning it every time or something.
Josh, our producer, came running in, and he said swallowing pills. He's below average at swallowing pills.
Oh, I know people like that.
Same.
You know, when I watch, is Josh still in the room? Or
no, he ran. He scampered out.
You know, the funny thing about that is I get a laugh watching my stepdaughter try to swallow a pill because she almost has to be a contortionist. And for most of us, not all, but most of us, you just take a pill or pills and you just pop in your mouth, take a drink of water, and it's done.
Down the hatch, yep.
She has to do this thing where she'll take each individual pill and she has to place it as far back in her mouth as she possibly can.
Really?
Yes, with her fingers. You know, she
seems dangerous.
And then she drinks something real fast.
Oh, my God.
Why do you got to go through so much work?
That's so weird. I know a guy in his 50s who still can't swallow pills, and he crunches them up into a little powder, mixes them with sugar, and puts water on it and turns it into like a little paste and then eats it that way to get the pills down. Isn't that weird?
Might be defeating the purpose on a lot of those
maybe,
pills.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's the strangest thing.
Listener Zach says, I'm below average at talking quietly. That is my stepdaughter's boyfriend. He cannot speak quietly.
She needs to put a vitamin on his tongue.
Oh, my God. I used to be in a relationship with someone who was way below average at whispering.
Mm.
It was the funniest thing.
The food here is horrible.
Right. Because, you know, if you're out with your significant other and you maybe you want to whisper something or you want to whisper about somebody who's on the other side of the room, she lacked the ability to whisper.
Right. Was she a pointer,
too?
So
everything. So, like, most of us would whisper like this. But her whispers kind of sounded like this.
Oh, my God, did you see his shirt?
Shh, you're not whispering. She goes, I'm trying to whisper. I'm like, no, that's not a we whisper.
Oh, that's pretty good.
People are different.
Shh, quiet.